Log Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. This is Kelly Barner, editor of Buyer's Meeting Point. Today, I would like to welcome Andy Kahm as my guest. Andy is the CEO at Vendoff, a B2B review platform. Through nearly a decade of conducting R&D in the medical device field, Andy kept experiencing the problem of vendor selection firsthand, specifically around vetting, finding, and qualifying vendors and suppliers. Andy is a serial inventor, having 20-plus issued patents and over 50 pending patents, as well as a Ph.D. in engineering from Ohio State University and an MBA from the Wharton School. As a result of all that, rather than continuing to toil on in frustration, he decided instead to work towards a solution. Andy has now been at Vendoff since 2013. Andy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So just to provide a little more context for today's audience, Andy and I were connected by Dr. Michelle Stewart, a researcher at Wake Forest University, who, along with her colleague, Dr. Jim Naris, is researching how likely procurement professionals are to look for and share supplier feedback online. You've probably heard some of my other interviews with them right here on BMP Radio. Well, despite all of their findings, the whole question is moot without a platform to share those reviews in, and that is where Vendoff comes in. So, Andy, if you wouldn't mind, provide a little bit of background on the business problem that Vendoff solves and how that connects to some of the information sharing trends that Michelle and Jim have brought to light for the procurement community.
Okay, great. So, as Kelly mentioned, my background is in medical device R&D, and one of the big issues that always comes up is I need a new supplier. So how do I go about finding a new supplier? There's, you know, many options out there such that people are using, such as Google, some online listing websites, or trade shows. But none of these really make finding suppliers that do the exact services that you need really easy. And they also don't provide any insights into, you know, are they actually able to perform on the promises that they have. So this was a big problem for me in R&D, where we had some issues with suppliers that were that overpromised and underdelivered to us. And I really wanted to know, is there a better way out there for, you know, both the discovery process and the initial vetting suppliers? And, you know, in our lives, we have reviews everywhere except for at work. So this was the big issue I had, is why can we get insights from people who have bought the product before or used the service before in our personal lives, but we can't do that at work. So this is where Vendoff came from. And, you know, I met Michelle from her writing a paper article, blog post about how B2B reviews and the supply chain procurement professionals would really like this insight from previous customers, but how do they get it? And so she found Vendoff and wrote and mentioned us, and I reached out to her, and we've been collaborating back and forth on, you know, procurement and how crowdsource B2B reviews can really help procurement professionals with their job.
So now, listening to the idea, I think anybody that's spent any amount of time in procurement is going to know that, yes, this is in fact a problem, right? Because we are always crunched for time at the very beginning of a sourcing project. We're trying to uncover new suppliers. Something like Googling is rather inefficient and open-ended. And so you're sort of wading through the sea of information trying to get the one piece that you need. So I think that side of it is very easy for people to see the benefit of. Where I immediately start to think question mark in my mind is, could I and will my peers overcome maybe some of the traditional anxiety around sharing supplier information, whether positive or negative, right, online, so where it starts to sort of exist apart from you? Have you seen people people respond to the solution in that way, and maybe what are some of the arguments or lines of thought that you've shared to help them pass some of those concerns?
Right. So from the very beginning of starting the company, we knew we had to be very serious on having high-quality, real reviews. And as we went out and talked to many, I think thousands of people about would they use our platform, what would they look for, one of the items that came up was, yes, but I be identified or I don't want to be identified because, you know, these are relationships. Vendors are relationships. And if I'm able to be, you know, personally identified as writing this review, I would not be as honest with writing the review as I would be otherwise. So this was a big problem that we had to come up with a unique solution of how to allow people to write reviews that are, in effect, anonymous, can't be identified, but also be able to give enough information to the people reading the reviews that these are real people, they've used the company before, they have the expertise to write this review and to basically review the supplier that they're reviewing. So we spent a lot of time hitting our head against the wall trying to figure out a solution, and luckily, LinkedIn exists. So for us, LinkedIn was a blessing where anyone who adds information to our platform, to Vendop, they log in with LinkedIn, and now we got a first, you know, basically a resume of who these people are. So we're able to use this information in order to allow the people to be anonymous and get over that hurdle of, oh, what happens if I write a review? Am I going to get in trouble? Am I allowed to write this review? Am I burning any bridges? I can't be honest, while maintaining the credibility of the reviews.
And so basically you're able to validate who these people are on the back end so that they're not exposed in line with their review. When you're looking at the reviews themselves, I know from some of our other conversations that you have something of a QA process. And part of it obviously has to do with looking to make sure that this person is real and that they do in fact exist. And given that, quality in this case would have to separate the content in the review itself from whether it happened to be a positive or negative review. What would you say characterizes a quality review, whether positive or negative feedback? And what's the process that you have for reviewing the thoughts as they come in to make sure that it does in fact make sense to put them up on the Vendop site?
Great. So what makes a great review is actually put yourself in the shoes of someone who's looking for his company. From your experience of using that company, what are the key items that this person will want to know about it? Some of like the best reviews are actually not very long. They basically says, if you want to be happy with this vendor, always add 2 weeks to your timeline that they give you. So it's a very simple key insight onto, you know, using that vendor and how do they stand. So they're always, you know, aggressive in their quoting process. So we try to help guide the reviews with certain areas. So all reviews get 4 areas of star ratings, very simple and overall. But we also ask for speed, price, and quality. And then we just guide them with a general review. What would you want to express about this vendor? In general, then we also ask about strengths and weaknesses and soft skills. So from this, we are able to get a pretty good feeling from every review about what the reviewer sentiment is about it. And we just continue to, you know, try to find ways to help people understand what should they talk about in the review and what's not. So saying it's a great vendor, good to do business with, is not as helpful as if you give a detailed plan, like they would use Bob, he was the best project manager ever in injection molding, but they weren't so strong in CNC metalwork. So we really try to get keys to what services they're good at as to and what do they need improvement for. And the vendors use this for where can they improve. So to help validate the reviews, we actually look at and see every review that comes through. And we try to really validate as to, you know, we don't want companies reviewing themselves. We don't want them reviewing the competition. How can we, you know, do our best possible way to to do reviews. And there's many where we see where, you know, the LinkedIn account has zero connections, which just made it, the review is really fishy. And we go and do more verification on that, whether we have to call their employer and verify that they work there, or, you know, we call the company and ask, hey, have you ever worked with this company before? Or we try our best way to verify these reviews to ensure that they're real, honest, and straightforward.
And in fact, that actually connects back to one of the earlier thoughts you shared, that this is something, this online offering of reviews is something that is wildly popular in consumer segment, right? But it's also the same challenge that they have. And two companies that come to mind are Amazon and TripAdvisor that have both had to put similar programs in place or have an approach to ensuring that the people providing these reviews are in fact real, if they can figure it out, you know, haven't been compensated just as a job to go in and post these reviews, because there's that trust that has to be formed between the people coming to VendOp to try to learn more about these suppliers and the information that's contained in there. Now, if I'm thinking about offering up a review, and let's say I've gotten myself past sort of the uncertainty or the risk, and I feel confident you're not going to put my name and phone number up there underneath that review, what are the benefits to me as the person offering up these thoughts or this feedback or this review of the supplier?
I mean, it's really an intrinsic offering back to you. I mean, what people like to write reviews for is they like to see people reading them, using it for, you know, feedback and giving back to the general community of, hey, I really appreciate and use reviews, so let me add back to the general information pool so other people can continue to benefit from this service. If people, you know, it's the pay it forward mentality. If people aren't willing to pay it forward for others to use, then pretty much none of these review sites work. It's a whole mentality of, I really believe in this offering. I use it personally. I want to, you know, a lot of times is this vendor did a great job and I want to basically give them a help out by letting everyone know how much you appreciate the job they did. And the other unfortunate side is also this vendor did a really bad job. I don't want other people to fall for the same trap or same problem that I saw with this vendor. So I want to basically warn other people out there, my peers, that, you know, be careful. This is some items you would need to watch out for when using this vendor. So it's really, you know, that emotional connection of helping out your community and your peers and, hey, I really want this to succeed, so I want to add to the information that's out there.
Well, I would actually have to think that, for instance, it's very common during the sales cycle for a supplier to put on the table as a negotiating chip, you know, if we can reduce the price by X or provide this additional service at no added cost, you'll be willing to serve as a client reference or allow us to cite you in presentations and things that has real business development value. I would actually also think that to put that not just in the hands of the supplier, but to put it through something like a VendOp where, yes, I'm providing you with the feedback that you're asking me for. I'm giving you something that's publicly available information that you can then share, and it's vetted, right, so that there's that sense of trust comes back in as they attempt to use this feedback in reviews down the road. Perhaps it even provides an additional channel for that sort of thing, which has traditionally been like a conference room handshake, but instead for people to say, okay, here's where, just like in someone's LinkedIn profile, they might try to collect recommendations from former colleagues and peers. It sort of becomes a centralized place for supporters to take an active role in trying to build up the collection of reviews that they have available because they know that other prospective customers have an additional reason to trust that information.
Yeah, that's a great point. On the supplier side, we have seen very little pushback. I mean, they're looking for a online presence other than their own website. And also, it's very important for them to have what's called like social proof that people They are as good as they say they are. They don't have to compete on price. They're high quality. They're able to deliver on time. Their customer service is recognized. So right now, you know, you see a lot of these companies, they'll have a testimonial page on their own site, but they control it. So the actual, you know, believability and credibility of testimonial pages on a vendor's own website is questioned. So this is a third party. They do not have control over it. So, you know, if they have a not so good review, it's there. They can't pay to get it taken down. It's there. You know, they can address it. They can reply back to it. But, you know, they can't be perfect every time. So, I mean, that's just facts of life. You're going to have good, bad. But as long as a majority of your reviews are positive, that's, you know, you're doing a good job. And when you can also use that as feedback as to, you know, where's our room for improvement to have our customers even be happier. So we've seen, yeah, a lot of acceptance of the review platform with the suppliers themselves and reaching out to their customers to get reviews and actually sending potential customers to our site to read their reviews as, you know, hey, we just want to let you know what our customers think about us. So we're seeing it both ways. So we're also, I believe, a very valuable resource on the supplier side as well.
Now, so we've mostly focused on procurement and the supplier perspectives on this, but I'm going to assume that those are not the only two groups that have an interest here, whether in terms of providing or consuming the reviews that are available. Who else do you tend to see, functionally speaking, within an organization that offers up positive or negative feedback in these supplier reviews?
I would say one of our biggest audiences is actually the individual contributors, so the engineers or the people that work with these companies day to day. So, you know, the engineer who has to work and provide work with the project, get their parts made, they give them like a ton of valuable insights of how these people operate. You know, are they organized? Are they good at problem solving? So across the board, starting from the engineers who sometimes do a lot of the discovery process, especially in, you know, R&D functions that need their products made, the whole way through to the purchasing department, we see feedback across the board, and it's different feedback. It's necessary feedback. You need to know how the vendor operates in each of these areas, and to that, we allow people to sort the reviews and filter the reviews based on job function inside a company. They're able to see what R&D thinks of a company, manufacturing, the quality departments, those and procurement. Those are probably our biggest departments that use it. And as you can imagine, those are the ones that work most intimately with these suppliers.
Now, we opened the conversation by talking about the fact that you have sort of this proven track record of innovating and inventing things. And I'm going to go way out on a limb and say that, you know, you didn't say, okay, let's create Vendoc, here we are. I have nothing left to invent. I'm going to assume that you're not in fact done and that there is more invention to be done down the road. Without revealing anything from your roadmap that you're not prepared to talk about yet, are there any plans you have in place or trends that you're looking at in the market that you know are going to shape the way this solution moves going forward?
Yeah, I think the whole way that we think about comparing one vendor to another vendor in the vetting process and discovery process is going to change. I mean, we have a younger generation coming up that is solely grew up on the internet. So everything, I think, is going to be moving online from the discovery process. A lot of the communications is going to become digital. Not saying that the in-person meetings are going to go away. Everyone's going to want to meet in person. But I think a lot more is going to happen online and even before the contacts made between a buyer and a supplier. To do this, we're trying to find ways to really match the best buyer, the best supplier for the buyer. I mean, that's really our purpose because it's happy on both sides. So some of the things we're looking at is not only allowing and giving out a list of suppliers that you sort through and you go, you can think of it almost like a matchmaking online dating for buyers and suppliers where they're able to fill out, you know, what is important to them in a supplier, whether price is most important, quality is most important, what are the must-haves, like must have this certificate, it would be nice if they had this qualification, and really be able to go on many different facets to say, here are the best matches, instead of requiring the users or the buyer to really dig through information and qualify them. We can take a lot of that process and automate it with the information that we're gathering and continue to gain.
So for anyone that is interested in learning more, I will make sure to include some links on today's Blog Talk Radio page. Andy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Callie. It was great.
And thank you as well to everyone who has joined us for this BMT Radio podcast. Please feel free to share your comments and feedback on today's conversation, as well as to share it with anyone from your network that you feel would benefit from the information.